It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Are you gay?
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
All right, it's official. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. What do we got here? See, he does this to me. What do you plan? I love this. What is it?
This is Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. You want him Frank every Friday, you said.
Man, this is so insane.
Remember?
I get like the first beer in me, and then it's just like, hey.
But now if we're having a beer, we should have some French fries.
Really?
Why do we need
them?
Judy, why do we need French fries? Seriously.
I don't know. We need potato chips or something. I don't know. That's
Judy, you're not even really drinking. You don't tell us what to eat now, please.
I tell me what to eat.
Someone bring Miss Tenuta chips from the front desk, please.
And don't open them. I want to open them.
We are desperately trying to get Judy Tenuta to have at least one cocktail prior to her show.
They did put some...
We gave you a martini.
They did. Oh, my gosh.
Just a martini.
And a martini is best in a paper cup.
Now, this is the time. This is the part of the show.
I like it in a paper cup.
Everybody, listen up. This is when I have to go on my own show. Listen up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mike's talking.
This is the one part of the show when I actually start to lose control.
I can tell. He can't even complete a sentence now.
No, I'm fine. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying everybody gets a little loose here.
Yeah.
When you are out at your palatial estate in Los Angeles, California.
I do have a lovely estate, by the way.
Good. What do you enjoy if you're out with your girlfriends or a male? What would it be? A male,
a
male suitor, a male caller,
a gentleman caller. I like to call him a jackalope.
what do you enjoy?
Like last Sunday, it was really fun. We went, I don't know if you would enjoy this, but me and some friends and I woke up at the crack of 10 a.m. Right. And we drove over to Santa Monica Pier, and then we power walked for an hour, which, you know.
And you didn't get shot.
Oh, what?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to point out
Joe's
now
awake.
Our phone screener, who has had his third beer, is here in the studio because we invited him. Uh-huh. It's
what?
Joe Artinger. He has entered the studio.
I've been
Judy
to Santa Monica.
Yes, you've been to Santa. I thought I've been
the pier. Is
we
very
stayed
nice.
At Santa Monica. Santa Monica.
Oh, no, but I walked the pier and then. You know, that this is just when it's super hot in where
right.
I live. It was like 105, so I go, I've got to go by the beach. I've got to go by the ocean.
Right, right.
So that's what I did. But I also like to dance. So I want here's what I would like. Ashton Kutcher should leave Demi Moore and pull up to my house in a what's my favorite car? What's
like a Buick?
Big,
smart car?
Bend over!
he said that.
Rob's over there, Judy.
Bend over, bitch! No!
Maserati?
I love
Buick. Yeah, Maserati's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then he pulls up in the Maserati, and then he comes up the stairs, and then he carries me to the car. Mm-hmm. And then we go...
this is the energy level I like, too, right where it is.
We go to a lovely dinner at Koi Restaurant, and then we dance!
And what else?
And then we go
You
back.
Never said what you drank
Hold
at
on,
the
she
restaurant.
Said we go back.
What did I drink at the restaurant?
Yeah.
Probably Sambuca mixed with...
Big glasses
we need. Do you like it chilled or like with
chilled.
The coffee bean? Chilled. We need a chilled Sambuca for Ms. Tenuta.
Oh, no!
Judy, we have some people that would like to talk to you.
The promoters are going to be like, she can't stand
No, them. They're fine. They got, fine. You're a headliner, for Christ's sake. What do they get? Tell the promoters to go to hell.
Tell them to read the rider.
877-365-3636. We're on with Judy Tenuta.
Who's calling?
Jay, Gainesville, Virginia. You're on the air. Hi, Jay.
Jay.
Hey.
Hi, Jay.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering if you have a website or a MySpace page where I could get your tour dates.
Yes, dear. I
think we have a challenged individual on here. Like, you couldn't go to a search engine and type in
Judy
Tenuta. You moron. What's going on here?
Everybody has a website.
God, everybody's got. Of course, she's got a website. She's on.
I'm sorry that Natalie Holloway has a freaking website. She hasn't been alive for 5 years.
Charlie Manson has one.
I'm sorry. That's not nice. But, you know, I do.
That's goddamn funny, is what it is.
Yes, I have a website, judytenuta.com.
Cool. How do you like that? Is that okay for you, Jay?
Hey, that'll work for me.
Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Tim, Auburn, California.
Tim!
Auburn!
Hey,
you're
Judy,
on with
love
Judy.
You, love you, love
you.
Hey, I got a dating nightmare for you that you're not going to believe.
What's that?
Well, growing up in Southern California, some friends set me up on a blind date. You know, the typical, she's a nice girl.
Yes.
And we went to Disneyland.
Oh.
She was so large, she couldn't fit in any of the rides.
Is this a true story, Tim?
It was an absolutely true story. Are you sure you weren't dating one of the hippos from Fantasia? What was the deal? I mean, come on.
What he's saying is the teacups wouldn't spin.
Hey, Joe's participant. Oh, I just spit.
Oh, that's the thing.
I've lost control of my motor function.
You have lost control.
They tried to ride the rockets, and they just stayed on the ground.
Okay, let's go to...
Thank you, honey.
Lindsay in my favorite town, Chico.
Chico, California.
Chico!
Hi, Lindsay.
Chico, which Rob has affectionately declared the taint, I think, of Central
the
California.
Taint of Central taint California. Of, yeah, no, right. The taint of California itself, I think.
Maybe the taint of the country.
Right.
Yes. I just wanted to make an observation. I can't speak for all callers, but I've had this wicked sinus infection for 3 weeks I can't get rid of.
Are you? Can I ask you, Lindsay, before you proceed with your question for Ms. Tenuta, can I ask you, are you gay?
Yes, I am.
Yes!
Good call, Mike.
Thank you. Thank
you. How do you do it?
That's easy. That was easy.
Are you a fan of the goddess?
I of course I am.
Oh, perfect.
Wow.
We love her. Yeah. We love her already. So, Lindsay, what is your...
I want you to know that when your voice goes up high, there's a note or an octave that you hit. That's where I can actually painful.
Sorry about that, Lindsay.
You heard her.
It's a strange call right
there.
Listen, she comes to one of your shows, Judy, I'm pissed off at you.
Yeah, I think she needs to go to Eddie Bauer. Anyway.
Let's go to, this says in. One of the interns must be taking calls. Hi, who's this?
Irvin.
Are you at some sort of arcade right now?
No.
He's on the pier.
What's your name?
It's Irvin.
Irvin. Go ahead, Irvin. What can we do for you?
Judy, you was talking about being the love goddess and all. Do you remember where you were?
Judy, you remember when you was talking about being the love goddess, don't you? Absolutely.
Hey, what's going on this side?
What was your question,
Irvin? I said, do you remember where you were Valentine's
Day,
1989?
Do you remember what you wore Valentine's Day 1989? Hang up and listen, Irvin.
1989.
I bet he remembers.
Oh, my God. How am I supposed to remember that? But that's when I was doing was I doing a special that night?
I'm sorry. I already hung up on him.
Oh!
I apologize.
You're nasty.
I'm sorry. It just
is. You are out of control.
Yes,
I'm going to set you up with Nicole Richie.
Wow. Wait until the sixth beer.
Oh, now I'll be fine.
You're going drunk driving with Paris Hilton.
Let's go to Tim Stockton. Hi, Tim. You're on the air. How you doing?
Hi, this is Jim. How you doing, Judy?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Seriously, just for a second. Hold on a second.
Okay, Mike's getting a little lit here,
Joe,
Jim.
You're not back there, and I apologize for all the times. What is the malfunction, really, when I get
headphones?
Tim becomes Jim and all
that's,
that? What is the problem?
That's from
back
the Heineken.
No. I'm talking about the when I have my little screen here, they tell me who's calling in. And
but
the names
are all about Judy.
Yeah, that's right! It's about Judy! Don't worry about it, Mike! Keep
Was
thinking.
That you?
Yes. Okay. Now, right. Now ask me the question. What is it?
Jim.
What is your question, dear?
Mike needs a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a question?
Jim?
Oh, yes. Yes, Judy.
Now you're asleep at the wheel, stupid hump.
I've been infatuated with you for years.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you gay or straight?
I'm straight.
Oh,
okay, very good. Very good. That's good.
And
Let's play some romantic music, okay, just to make this work.
Where do you live, Jim? Propose to the goddess. I want to hear what your proposal would be.
Well, my proposal would be that we just go out to a lovely dinner, cut short, and then we go back and just have a evening of lovemaking.
Excuse me? The goddess is a little more expensive than that, bitch.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate
that
the call.
That was very sweet, though, honey. Okay, save your money.
Right,
I wish
take
this
one more
was
call.
Television so they could have seen her face literally fall.
Rolling her eyes.
As that call progressed.
One more call for
so
Judy
nice.
To deliver. Now, this is a boob question, and it is very, very personal. I'm going to answer the question for you because I'm a gentleman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to answer the question because I'm a gentleman.
Okay.
I am being very honest here. Since she came into the studio, mm-hmm. I've had a little bit of difficulty ignoring them.
Yeah.
Well said.
I don't think that there needs to be size or
bully.
Anything like that. But I,
bully.
The distinguished gentleman from Virginia has indicated that Mr. Noodle's cans are sublime.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, they go. Yes, sir.
Now you know.
Thank you.
Very good.
Just fine. All right. Hey, Rob, can you turn number four up for
and
me?
And they're real.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Even better.
All right. We're going to get the Hollywood hot sheet right now because
I
know Judy is very obsessed with the whole Madonna thing.
I am. I heard. It's true, right?
And we're going to get right to
it. Let's get to it.
But I have something I want to show you first.
Okay, show me.
You expressed a fascination, maybe enamored, if you will, with George Clooney a little earlier.
Yes, he could be enamored of the goddess.
Well, I have what I think is hope for all men, because here's a picture of George Clooney when he was in school. Let me see if I can turn this around for you. This is a
oh my God, he looks like a girl.
Yearbook.
He looks like the woman who runs Cosmo magazine.
Helen Gurley Brown.
He looks like Helen Gurley Brown.
I'm so gay. I'm so gay for knowing that.
Oh my God.
You're a great old queen.
He looks like Helen Gurley Brown.
He does a little.
Oh, I am going to so tease him. You know, he goes to the Firefly.
She doesn't need to drink, ladies and gentlemen.
He goes to the Firefly, which is this hangout in Sherman Oaks, which is a really cool place, and a lot of celebs.
Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah. He was in there with his group, you know, his guys.
Right.
Like, he comes with guys, you know. And then he waits for the
now
girl.
Don't isolate that.
I mean that.
I'm sorry. Terribly sorry. Now we're going to get bleeped out.
Like about six guys.
That's understandable.
Right? Okay,
no,
six.
No, but, you know, he's got his homies with him.
Shows up with six guys. I understand what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the women pass by, and, you know, they all try
to. So the women try to be cool when they're walking by him and not pay attention.
Yeah, really cool as their tops fall down. Oh, George!
Accident.
Did you accidentally pick up my cups? Yeah.
You've been around. I mean, you have been in this business since the 80s. You've been performing stand-up.
Yes.
You've been a headliner since the 80s. You've been around celebrities. You've been on to every television show known to mankind.
Yes. And some movies, even.
Now, and really, I'm getting back to this. Might be the alcohol talking right here.
Oh, God, what? I can
but
tell.
Really, when I look at you, the whole persona on stage is nothing like you look right now. And my question would be, have any famous people hit on you? There you go. There's my question.
Oh, I would love that.
Good question.
I'm just curious.
They had to
let me tell you. Oh, actually, now that you bring this up,
good.
I forgot about this. Years ago, when I was just coming up again, like about in 88 or 89, I was in New York City where my manager was, and Michael Bolton was in his office, and he kept trying to pick me up, but talking like Rodney Dangerfield. It was so funny. He's like,
but you knew he was serious.
Oh, I could tell. Yeah,
Michael Bolton.
He was into it.
Just imagining what Michael Bolton doing Rodney would say.
Yeah, I don't get no respect.
And I wish I would have paid more attention. But Richie Sambora too in New York City.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Very cool guy.
This is again back in the '80s, but I'm sure he hit on everyone.
What happened there? Why didn't that pan out?
Well, he was about to go on stage.
Oh,
now I want my.
And I was at the.
I want you guys to tell me this.
They were introducing me.
This seriously, because I know it's going to be on the blogs now.
Oh no!
Mike got drunk and was just all crazy. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine really. You're doing this act, this crazy kind of non-sexual act, even though I'm the love goddess. But then when you get out of your stage costume and, you're backstage and you're looking like your publicity photo, the turn on between the Judy that goes out there and the Judy, I would imagine there would probably be Hollywood type guys that might go, your act and now I'm seeing you. You know,
I wish.
Man.
You know
shocked.
What I get?
What?
I get collect calls from prisoners. I'm not kidding you. I'm at my home.
Well, now whose fault is that?
It's so weird. I'm at my home. My friend is over there and she picks up the phone. She's like, and yes, Miss Tenuto, would you take this collect call from, state prison?
Right.
And I'm like, no.
Really?
Again?
Would you like to have somebody tell you how great you are?
Yes.
Who doesn't want that? Let's go to Kirk.
Of course.
Kirk, where are you calling from?
Yay!
Hello, Miss Tenuto, love goddess. How are you?
Excuse me, Kirk, have you been drinking also?
I love it. I love a man that's lit.
You're in the right place.
Hey, Kirk.
I haven't been drinking yet.
Okay, dear.
Not yet.
That's just your regular voice?
Woo, Jesus,
baby.
What's wrong with you, Kirk? Right. Welcome to our world.
I feel like Dennis Murphy right now. Hey, you came here for a performance for the State Theater for the Pride Festival, and I went and saw you, my wife and I, and another couple went and saw you. You were absolutely hysterical.
Oh, thank you.
And it was just great.
Let me mention that before you go on, the Judy is at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House tonight and tomorrow night.
9:45.
That's right.
So you can even be a little hungover and drive.
Wow. What a great time for a...
9:45.
You hit at 9:45?
Perfect. Right. Well, the opening, and then I'll go on probably like at 10.
Something like that.
Perfect. Have dinner, go see Judy.
That to me is a great time for a show. Well, George Wallace has always known that.
Best
10 o'clock show.
Best 10 o'clock show on the strip, Mike.
That's the best marketing campaign ever invented.
Well, that's a great time. But on Saturday, my show is earlier because they figure people sleep in, sleep off their hangovers.
Right, it's true. Right. Okay, Kurt, you wanted to say something. Go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt.
I'm sorry, guys. The accordion playing is absolutely fun. And just the show overall, because you're not afraid to say anything. Because
that's really right.
If someone comes to your show, not wanting to get offended, they're in for a little surprise.
That's right. I'm sassy, baby.
That's right.
Kirk, I'm sassy.
Kirk, thank you for the call. Buzz, we're still thank in the middle Kirk. Of the Hollywood hot sheet.
And yeah, let's do the hot sheet.
Another story of interest to Judy Tenuta.
Yes.
The Madonna divorce rumors are running rampant.
Yes.
Rumors of a split between Madonna and Guy Ritchie blew up pretty big yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Latest word is that Madonna is seeking legal advice from the divorce lawyer, Fiona Shackleton.
Ladies and gentlemen,
honey,
hold on.
She's going to get shackled, man.
I have an alert.
Yes.
Yeah, what is it?
Buzz is now drinking and he has had his first slur.
Yes.
Or am I simply nervous and awestruck by Judy Tenuta?
No, you are a little bit buzzed.
I like the latter.
I like the latter too. Please to say three times quickly, Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven.
I said three times so you have not followed instructions.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Take that, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Very good. Okay.
That was very good.
All right. So is she getting divorced or not?
Fiona Shackleton.
You know she is.
The lawyer she hired, same woman who represented Paul McCartney and his divorce from Heather Mills.
She's going to get a leg taken.
High power. High
her
power.
Leg will be taken.
You may recall Heather ended up with $50 million in a settlement.
No, I thought it was $150.
No, it ended up to be $50 million, I
believe. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what.
She asked for $150.
Well, I know this little bit of tidbit, gossip.
Right.
I know.
What do you know?
When Madonna first got married, because, you know, I have to know all this stuff.
Right.
She claimed, or he claimed, his quote was, I don't want anything from Madonna.
Ah.
We don't have, I don't want any money. I don't think that'll be the case. You have to put up with a lot.
But I think it's important to point out that the rumor is that she has gone out and grabbed the Pitbull attorney.
You know why?
Right? Why is that?
She found a younger stud.
I guarantee that. I mean, we've all seen the documentaries with Madonna.
No prenup on that marriage.
Shackleton was also up.
Oh, so you know what? He's going to get...
Mm-hmm. He's going to do very well.
He's going to do very... No prenup?
No prenup.
You know what?
Wow. Stupid!
Seriously? And I know you might be saying
he's going to get $50 million.
No.
Let
me tell you what this guy's going to do. No, this guy is that ballsy Brit kind of attitude that he's got.
I say
he's going to say screw her. I'm not going to be the gigolo. I'm not going to go after her money. I swear to God, that's what I think is going to happen. And the fact that she's gone out and gotten the high-powered attorney, and he's going to go, I'm a man. I'm a director. I do these films.
We'll
I can make it on my own. I really believe that.
Come on. He should still collect.
I'm sorry.
What do you think? $30 million? No, I brought my price.
Oh, at least. No, I think.
I'm going to say 50.
Mm-hmm. This was just, were you in the Aristocrats? Were you in that?
No, I was not. I didn't swear enough, I guess.
Okay.
Is that a joke you've told over your career?
What?
The Aristocrats.
No.
Oh.
I didn't know.
By the way, I do know
those guys.
Right.
Paul Provenza, good guy.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shackleton, by the way, was Prince Charles' legal team when he divorced Diana.
Oh, so that didn't make any sense.
The same lawyer.
Yeah, so he did fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, we hear that Madonna is leaving the Kabbalah religion.
Oh, well, excuse me. I'm so tired of that red rope around her ass. You know? Get over it, bitch. And not only that, you know what Kabbalah is really?
What is Kabbalah, Judy Tenuta?
It's a glorified bar. They go in and meet at the bar before they start becoming incoherent.
You get to drink? In Kabbalah?
It's like all these celebs who feel guilty about making a lot of money and being richer than poor people.
Right.
And then they go in and they have a few drinks in their bar. And I know because I talk to these Kabbalah walls. And
seriously?
Yeah. They have a bar and they drink. And then they have special Kabbalah water. Oh, it's just a giant crock. So now you know she's going to leave this and go into AA, which is a whole other religion.
I'll join any religion that has a bar.
AA. At least it's not the Tom Cruise religion where their leader is on a spaceship giving them orders. You know?
I'm joining Judaism.
Thank you!
That's Judy is doing. Worship the love goddess. Okay, yeah, but right, gonna wrap it up.
Chris Noth, you like him, Mr. Big from Sex and the City? Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, yeah, of course I love the show.
A lot of women like Chris Noth. He's leaving Law & Order Criminal Intent and being replaced by... What? Mike, would you care to guess who they might be bringing in to replace Chris Noth?
I know. Dennis Rodman.
No.
No, okay.
That's a good
not a bad guess.
Guess.
We had a... Why are you asking me a question? I'm going to get a rat's ass about the
answer. I'll get right to it.
You're going
to
care in a second.
Don't ask
me. So this is somebody. This is somebody I love.
Mike is. Drunk.
It is somebody you love.
Not
somebody
drunk.
Somebody you love a lot.
I am not drunk.
And somebody I love as well. It's somebody we both love.
This is a drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A drama.
Zac Efron.
This is a drama. Balloon hat.
Celine Dion. Oh yes. Let's turn to that. Come on, Celine Dion.
Cheers.
All right. He's replacing Chris Noth.
Yes. Jeff Goldblum. Is replacing. Chris Noth.
I really think that's a wonderful one.
Boy, that's going to be great for Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, super do. Yeah, yeah, it's great. Law Order to competing.
It's almost like an oxymoron.
Yes, it's oxymoron. Yeah. And then the dinosaur will pluck you out of the obscurity.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be a lot of fun.
I
just want to say I'm thrilled. Thrilled to get the gig.
How's Gina?
My favorite
Gina
impression.
Davis. Yes. She's Amazonian.
Very tall.
She is Amazonian.
Thanks so much for asking.
Yeah, yeah, but he's like 6'10".
Yeah, 6'10".
He's very tall.
I was a fly.
You were a fly.
Yes, I was a fly.
You were a fly. Okay, so that's exciting.
Very exciting, yes.
The Hollywood Buzz is edited by Rob Spiewak. Coming up in your final buzz, Budweiser fights to stay American. I'm Buzz Burbeck on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Judy Tenuta, it has been a slice of heaven. Thank you for staying an extra segment with us.
We love you.
Check Judy out tonight at Arlington Cinema and Draft House.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are here tonight, and you are here tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night at 7:30. And I have an album, Buy This Again, Pigs. And also, go to my website, judytenuta.com. Yeah.
And that's not with a D, like some stupid people think. It's a T.
Tenuta.
Thank you very
much.
Judy Tenuta, you rock. Thank you very much.
We love you.
All right, we will be back with more fun and more thrills right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'm slurring.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.